So those who want to join Jamaat, don't stop them. Encourage them. It's good work. It's the right work. It's the correct work. Those who want to join Khanqah, don't stop them. It's the right work. This is the work of our buzurgs. Tabligh is the work of our buzurgs. All this is our work. We must be help one another, consolidate, and compliment one another. Compliment one another's work. Don't disintegrate. It is all the same. The object is the same. So compliment one another's work. For that, I will just give one little example. There was a king whose three sons had come to marriageable age. So all three sons wanted to marry the princess of the neighboring country, the daughter there of that king. So they all went, so they told their father. The father said, if I take three proposals, there won't be a more stupid person than me in the world. How can you take three proposals? You take one proposal. And if I take one of the three sons' proposals, the other two, and they accept, the other two will become my enemies. Because marriage is such a thing. Habil and Qabil. One killed the other. Qabil killed Habil. He made him qatal. Why? Because of marriage. So he said, the others will become my enemies. So you go yourself and you propose there. Each one went, they proposed. The king said, I have decided from long before, I will give my daughter in marriage to that person who has got some great accomplishment, some great excellence, some hunar, something in his hand, he's got something in him. And so for that, I'll give you as much money as you want to. King said, lot of money in the past, and I give you 2 years chance, go and accomplish, get some accomplishment, some excellence in you. They all went. When they came back, he asked the first one, he said that my excellence is this, that I got kashf, that I can look in my palm and I can tell you the condition of any person anywhere in the world. And so this is just a parable for us to take a lesson. So he said, okay, I think you must marry the daughter. It's a great achievement, but it's only fair we listen to the other. He asked the second person, he said, I've got what is called tayyul ard. That is, in a second, I can transport you anywhere you want to go. We are sitting in Azadpur, and they can transport us by Tayyul Ard, and these are karamat of awliya, and we are all now in Makkah Sharif. We made our tawaf, next minute we in Medina Sharif. We made our salatu salam, by iftari we are back here in Azadpur. In split seconds they make you, how the throne of Bilqis from Yemen was transported to Sulaiman alayhi salam. In just more closer than the wink of an eye, it was transported. So, this you also. What is the third person? I have discovered such a medicine. A person can be so sick, almost dying now. Now he's dying. You just put that medicine in his mouth. He's fit as and healthy as before. So they said, okay, the first one, tell us, how is that girl? So he checked up. He said, she's about to die. In her last throes, told the second one, transport us all there. Transported them. Told the third one, give the medicine. Gave the medicine, she became better. None of the three can say, I saved the girl. If the first person didn't inform them, then the other two's knowledge would should have been just this, nothing. If they gave the knowledge, but they couldn't reach there in time. Also, if they reached in time, no medicine. Also. So then the story is that Maulana explained to us that the first one is the work of the ulama. According to Quran and Hadith, what is the condition of the ummah today? What should be the condition? If we don't know Quran and Hadith, we'll think today, people who just kept roza and making big Eid preparation, and they are doing spring cleaning, they are painting the house, these are very pious people, they are making Eid preparation. And not only that, they're even cleaning the garden and washing the car. One brother told me, let me wash your car. He said, Pachi, Eid was there. For Eid, your car shines a little bit. So that is Eid preparation. That we would regard as something great. But only the ulama tell us what is actual Eid preparation. Otherwise, roza, what we will think are savories and desserts. That is what roza is all about. So we will have the wrong idea. Today, how many people got so wrong ideas about our deen? When I was in Iran, Maulana Ilyas, who is the son of Maulana Abdul Hamid, a very great alim there, he's very much in Jamaat work. So we are discussing, so I say, finally, what is the religion of the Shias? He says only two things. to swear the Sahaba, na'uzu billah, the more you swear them, the more pious you are. Now that is their deen. And the other is to go on the mazarat, to go on the qabars of the awliya. What kind awliya also? Those who swore Allah, the Sahaba more, they more bigger walis, na'uzu billah. So people will think this is, so the ulama do that work. They tell you what are we supposed to be doing and what are we doing. The second is the work of tabligh jamaat. They take us to meet everyone. Whether it is right in a farm, somebody, a laborer working on the farm, they'll take a jamaat there. They'll take jamaats to the huts. They'll take people in the concrete jungles of Europe and America. Everyone, they'll look for them, go and meet them. This is the person. The third is the work of the khanqa people who give the medicine. So if all three work together, the ummah will get saved. And if any one of them thinks that I'm doing everything, you'll be destroyed. So compliment one another. Somebody told Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi in the UK that the talk is only we are doing work of deen. What these other people are doing is no work of deen. Maulana didn't say anything, it was supper time. When he started his bayan, he started from here. Who said you need eyes and you don't need a tongue? Who said you need ears and you don't need a nose? You need hands, you don't need legs. You need a head, you don't need the heart. Everything you need. And all these things complement one another, you have a perfect body. And if any one of them feels, the heart feels that I'm only, I don't have to work for the eyes, and the heart doesn't work for the eyes, you go blind. If the heart feels I don't have to work for the legs, you go paralyzed. The heart works for everyone. The legs work for the heart. You got a heart problem, legs take you to doctor. And they work for you. So all working for one another, complementing one another's efforts. And also everyone, the work of the eyes, the tongue cannot do. And the work of the tongue, the eyes cannot do. But you complement and help one another. So this is this work.